Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my good friend, Grant Moody, who is commissioner here in Bexar County, Precinct 3. And I wanted to get him on, my friends, because he's right in the middle of working on the Bexar County. Now please understand that Bexar County is almost 2 million people now at this point?
Over 2 million,
Over 2 million. So it's a large budget, as well as a large debt, $2.5 million debt, I believe, that they're looking at. And the forecast for the budget, we want to talk about that, but we also want to talk about a couple of other things about where are they considering cutting spending. And then one thing at the end that we really, really want to hear from him is apparently the county court, the commissioner's court, has taken upon it to fund some election items, one to register voters, and then another one to work on a committee to work on election election advisors. We want to hear about that, what that's all about. Commissioner Moody, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to the show, my friend.
George, thanks for having me. It's always good to talk to you.
Tell us first of all about this budgeting process that we're going through and the debt that we're looking at as far as this county goes.
Yeah, well, it's not pretty. We actually have a $2.5 billion debt here in Bexar County, and we have the highest debt per capita ratio of any county in Texas. Not where we want to be. You know, so there was actually, we had the county manager and county staff present this to us here a few weeks ago in court. This was an agenda item that I asked for, that I pushed for. I'm glad we had this discussion because I wanted to make sure everybody on the court understood our current situation and some of the risks, right? Because the ratings agencies have said, you know, they've actually reviewed our status. You know, we're having to try to hold on to our AAA rating. And, you know, the county manager, to his credit, said, you know, really, we need to do a moratorium on additional, debt issuance, additional bonds in order to get that back in check. And I completely agreed with him on that. I think it's a good first step, but I think we can go so much further and be more proactive by going back and reviewing our capital plan. There's over $620 million in projects in the 10-year capital plan. And it was actually approved before I was even elected to office, before the judge was elected to office. And we really need to go back through that, review those projects and figure out, you know, some of those things probably need to be shelved. They're not essential. And there's others that can probably be pushed back that don't, you know, need to take place today. So I think we need to be proactive in our approach and trying to bring that debt and that debt per capita down here in Bexar County.
You know, one of my professors in college, Dr. Thomas Sowell, a very, very famous guy, he once told me, and I mean, our class, that once the government starts trying to take care of everybody's needs with special projects, there are special projects that are going to be abundant all over the place. Is that what we're looking at right now? We've got all sorts of little special projects out there for doing this and for doing that, rather than taking care of programs and projects that benefit everybody, rather than taking care of everybody. They're taking care of small segments here and there.
Yeah, George, that's definitely a big part of it. There's actually kind of a multifaceted problem, I think, on that front. You know, first of all, I mentioned the $620 million in the capital plan, but what we heard from the county manager is there's about another $170, $180 million in additional capital projects that have been injected since the capital plan was approved.
Wow.
You know, so that's, we're not really even sticking to the plan. And there's probably things in the plan that weren't needed either.
Right.
So I think that's part of it. The other thing is costs have just escalated so much, and the solution that, you know, the county needs to be involved in all these different areas is just wrong.
Yeah.
I have advocated over and over that we get back to the basics, that we focus on, you know, the essentials of local government, you know, infrastructure, our criminal justice system, our law enforcement, our courts, and a lot of these other things where most of this money is going out are in these secondary, tertiary areas that really are not core functions of county government, but somehow it's kind of like creeped into our scope of work over years. And so I think that's a big part of it. And then, you know, just the cost of the projects, right? You know, the last two projects I pushed back on, I'll just mention, we had $10 million for a dog kennel. And you know, there's obviously offices that are included in that building, but I mean, $10 million. That's an extraordinary sum for that. I think there was only going to be 100 kennels there, you know? So you're talking about paying $100,000 to house each dog in that kennel. It's crazy. You should be buying houses, affordable houses, for that much.
Yeah.
But the, you know, and then another one that just came forward, there's $11 million for an office building over at the Urban Farm in Precinct 4.
What is an urban farm? What is an urban farm?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, George. I'm not really sure, because I asked the same question in court. To me, it's a little bit of an oxymoron. The idea that you're going to farm in an urban environment where the cost of land is so expensive doesn't make any sense at all. And then, you know, I couldn't even get clarity, though, around what's the purpose here. Are we trying to farm? In which case, why are we putting pavement, concrete, and buildings on the urban farm footprint? Or is this supposed to be an education training center? In that case, can't this be an open air, like, teaching environment outdoors and not a $10 million building? But, you know, it wasn't clear exactly what the goal was. All I know is that, you know, it's an $11 million project. It puts more concrete and asphalt down where we're supposed to be farming, apparently. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense given our $2.5 billion debt we have today.
Amazing. Let me ask you,
George, if I could add one more thing there.
Sure.
The other piece that I mentioned on that is redundancy, because you see it all the time in government. But this urban farm, what they're doing out there, nobody could tell me how that's any different than what the San Antonio Food Bank is doing or what the San Antonio Botanical Gardens is doing today. They both have their own kind of urban farm areas.
True.
Where they do planting and everything. So this is just a third area that, you know, the county's funding and subsidizing.
You know, duplication of government services.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Yep. It's amazing how that goes on all over the place. Let me ask you, we'll change the direction a little bit, but tell us about this elections, the election items, the registration of voters, as well as this advisor committee.
Yeah, I was disappointed to see these come forward. I voted against both of the items in court. The first item you mentioned, $600,000 taxpayer dollars going to help register voters, and you know, the timing is especially problematic. We're 3 months before a national election. We're in a Democrat county. And I said as much in court. I said, this doesn't look right. We're undermining, you know, trust and confidence in the process when we do this. We need to let our elections administrator do their job, let the parties who have always traditionally been responsible for voter registration and turnout do their job. You know, we are just the administrators of the election. We should not be in the business of trying to maximize turnout or tip the scales in any way. And so, you know, I've made that argument, pushed back. You know, unfortunately, this was still approved. But, you know, it's hard to imagine. You can use, you know, nonpartisan data, and you can have a nonpartisan process, but you can still have a partisan electoral impact. And that's exactly what, you know, I would see happening here, because if you're out in Bexar County, you're almost certainly going to register more Democrats than you would Republicans, Democrat-leaning voters. And so you're doing all that 3 months before an election and trying to increase turnout too. So I was disappointed to see that.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you target neighborhoods or target areas, I mean, you're going to by definition appeal to one party or the other, for crying out loud. And I can just imagine that they're not going to target a lot of neighborhoods in precinct 3.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're supposed to be pulling from all whatever databases they're using, all unregistered eligible adults. But I think it's generally accepted, right, that there's likely more Democrats that are unregistered.
Exactly.
Than
yes.
Republicans.
Yep.
And so it's hard to see how, you know, again, the effort, no matter the intentions, is going to have a partisan impact, and that's concerning.
Yep. So what about this advisory committee? What are they supposed to do? And how much money are they getting?
Well, I don't know if they're getting any money, but we'll hold our breath on that. The first question I asked was, how is this any different than our election board? Right? We already have an election board with elected officials and with the party chairs, both the Republican and the Democrat party chairs sit on that election board. But this is supposed to be another board, an advisory committee that is supposed to be, they're charged with implementing this democracy from the ground up, which is a wish list of, you know, additional polling sites and trying to make it easier and easier to vote. But some of the things are obviously problematic, including one that is asks for a polling site in the jail.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I see a problem there.
Yep, and we've gotten that directly from our elections administrator that is infeasible, and straight from the Attorney General's office that it would not be a permissible location. But yet we pushed this forward and approved it and said, you know, we're charging this advisory committee with trying to implement these things, and here our own Attorney General has said that's not a permissible polling site. Yeah. So it's again problematic, and I think we shouldn't have rushed into this. And you know, I don't know what they're going to try to accomplish between now and the election, but you know, it's unfortunate that the court is mixing itself up in some of this partisanship right before a national election.
Yeah. We're going to let you go. We've been speaking with our good friend Bexar County Commissioner Grant Moody. Anything else that you want to add before we let you go, Grant?
No, I always appreciate your time, George. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I mean, if it wasn't for you fighting for us, I mean, it would be steamrolled by the Democrats here in Bexar County. And you know, I mean, as it is, you're probably not very popular over there.
No, not right now. Anyway, I would just say to your listeners, George, if they want to be involved or get our newsletters or be involved in our campaign this fall, they can go to grantmoody.com, sign up for a newsletter or sign up to volunteer and follow us on social media, and we'll keep fighting the good fight.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez talking to you from San Antonio, and we've been speaking with Commissioner Grant Moody from Bexar County. Thank you very much.